Okay, Sister Aisha from Bahrain asked a question about planning for the future. We know everything's in the qadr of Allah and so forth. Sister says, how do I go about planning? Am I allowed to save money for my children for the future? Is this kind of planning going against the qadr? Are we allowed to do this kind of thing?
This is a very crucial aspect because you have to keep an equilibrium, a state of balance between two facts.
Okay.
The first fact is that this life is temporary, short and brief, and it has an end. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said with that regard, أَكْثِرُوا مِن ذِكْرِ هَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Remember much, a destroyer of every fun and joy, death. And Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said that once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam grabbed hold of me, of my shoulder, and said, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٌ. Be in this life as you are a wayfarer or a stranger. What does it mean? It means do not attach your heart so much to this world as you are living forever. On the other hand, I began by saying that we have to keep a state of balance between this fact that we have to prepare for departure and working for our worldly life and working hard. Abdullah ibn Umar, later on, used to say, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرُ الصَّبْحَ وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ وَخُذْ مِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. So he perfectly understood the meaning of the advice of the Prophet ﷺ. It definitely does not mean wait at home for your death. Do not do anything. Do not study. Do not earn your living. Absolutely not. It doesn't mean that. Some people misunderstand it due to misinterpretation by others. But the fact of this hadith is to keep balance between the requirements of this life and the fact that you are leaving. And one day you will be held accountable. So Abdullah ibn Umar used to say, in the evening, always prepare yourself that maybe you will never see the morning. And in the morning, prepare yourself, it could be your last morning. In what sense? In a sense of always renewing your covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, renewing your repentance, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And if you ever think that you're powerful and you can oppress others, hey, remember, it could be your last day before you'll be able to fulfill your threat. That is the meaning of that. And always prepare for the hereafter. This is the first part. The second part, is it prohibited to plan for the future? No. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once drew a square. I think it's the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And in this square, he drew a straight line. He drew a square. And he drew a straight line in the middle of the square, going all the way out of the boundaries of the square. He said, this is the amal, the hope, and the dream, our ambitions, that we plan forever, like we live in beyond life itself. I want to do this and I want to go that. That's fine. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drew lines crossing this straight line and said, these are al-a'rad, the tests and the trials, poverty, illness. And amongst them is a'rad, which is irresistible and it does not give any previous warning, death. While one is planning to do this and this and that and to graduate and to go to this school and to get married, he could be snatched quickly out of life without feeling, without any warning. So what is the meaning of this and that? It means live in this life, fulfill what Allah wanted from you to fulfill, number one. Avoid what Allah has prohibited you from doing. Then earn your living, acquire the proper education, and all of that within the boundaries of do and do not do. The lawful, you may consume it. The unlawful, you must abstain from it. As far as planning, the greatest man ever, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the greatest planner as well. He used to plan for years to come. Didn't he say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was told that, O Messenger of Allah, we fast on the 10th of Muharram, And the Jews also fast on the 10th of Muharram and said that do not copy them.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah. لَإِنْ عِشْتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلْ If I live until next year, I shall fast the 9th along with the 10th. Is in this planning. So many narrations informed us that the Prophet ﷺ said, if I live till next year, till next year. So he was planning for a year to come. That is permissible as long as you are so certain of the factual that it could be over before you would be able to fulfill this dream of yours.
Jazakallah khair.